It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories here on Chestnut Street. Paul Ramel, broadcasting live from Monica's this morning. And the roads were snow-packed and ice-packed, but there's traffic on Highway 212 coming into Dawson today, so the weather is not the best, Monica.
The weather out there is frightful, but Paul Ramel wanted some breakfast and some coffee.
Yeah, I got my coffee in my hand here. Monica made me breakfast this morning, so we're good, huh, Monica?
Yes, and Paul Ramel is so awesome. You know what he says to me? I swear to God, Monica, by the time I walked over to your kitchen, it was 4 minutes and you had breakfast for me.
Eggs, bacon,
toast,
and
with blueberry preserve.
Yeah, it was awesome. And your husband this morning was so kind. Kevin was out there shoveling when I drove up this morning.
I know, and I told him it's a heart attack, so I just have been using a broom. He goes, there ain't no broom in 8 inches.
He shoveled that sidewalk.
Oh, I know, he's a worker. I don't know what I'd do without him, so I do not want him to shovel that heavy snow, but I guess he thought, I'll just quick do it, then he's got to go back to work.
That's right. Well, another Fashionista Friday. We're a week from Christmas here, Monica, and you're in a festive mood today.
Yes, and you know, this is sentimental to me because this color was one of my mama's favorite colors, green.
Oh, yeah.
Green.
What's Monica wearing today?
Well, Monica wanted to be comfy, cozy. I don't know how cute I am, but I feel good. Like my mama said, it's always good to be in our skin. So we got to be thankful for a lot of things. So I'm wearing a two-piece jog set, and it's not heavy material. It's that how should I say it?
Like a fleece?
It's no fleece.
No.
It's like it's at the tip of my tongue,
okay.
But it's a material that the inside of it is really a lightweight. And I think the ladies out there know what I'm talking about. This sweatshirt with just a soft inside, no fuzziness. So I'd have to take this top off, and that would be a pretty sight.
Yeah.
And then I don't hate to move the thing, but then it's the pants to go with. Yes, it's kind of wild, but when I bought these sets, I forgot I threw some under my table in the main room.
Yep.
So guess what? I have a few more sets available to sell. So I thought, well, why don't you wear it today? These are wonderful for anybody, college students, high school students, moms, whatever. It's just really comfy.
It looks comfy.
And festive.
I love the color, the bright green.
Yes.
Is that an animal print green?
Yes, it's an animal print, and I'm so proud of you, because guess what? It comes with a mask, too.
A mask?
A mask. You know how the masks were a big deal there for a while? And they are saying...
Like a Halloween mask.
No, the mask like we wear for, you know...
COVID?
Since COVID, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if I could find one nearby, I'd grab one, but I think everybody knows what they look like, and it's the same print as my jog suit.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I could run and find it, but we better keep talking.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's a holiday time of year, and Monica, you're open today.
I'm open all the time. Actually, I'm really never closed. Sometimes I sell the most stuff between 10 and 3 in the morning.
Oh, is that right?
Shift workers, they message me, and if I'm up or have gone to the bathroom, I'll message back. I want to keep up my ratings, you know, but, you know, a girl's got to sleep, too.
Yeah, that's customer service
yes,
for you.
Yes, yes. So I'm really enforcing the top 10 ideas for the holidays since it's go time.
It's go time, that's for sure.
And it is not a cop-out to get a gift certificate.
You know, I think Maynard should get a certificate for his wife today because, you know what, Monica? 50th anniversary for Maynard and Deb today, and Monica's got the perfect gift certificate.
Oh, yes. And Deb's a wonderful customer. She likes to come in and shop, too. Or he could just tell her, Deb, whenever you feel like it, you could go to Monica's, and she'll come over.
Yep, good.
So here's my gift certificates, and I can put them in a white envelope or a red one. And these are not a cop-out.
No, you actually Monicanize the gift certificate.
So. Yes, I do. What I usually do is I put a scarf with it, or I for sure wrap it in a box, because some guys like, oh, I really want my wife to get a really nice outfit, Monica. Okay, so what do you think? And I'm like, she likes specific things. Oh, I would just give her a gift certificate and we'll wrap it up pretty. And that works too. But on to the gift giving.
Okay.
I have all different price ranges. So we got little hats. And we have these for the youth. I got more of these in. And these are the animal print and the buffalo plaid. And I finally figured out their youth because they don't fit on my head. And I didn't think my head was that big. And I have them also in the pink camouflage in these hats, too. So those are great gifts. Hats make a great gift. Glove sets make great gifts. Oh, I have Lake Girl blankets that are really cute and fuzzy and soft. I have a bunch of those. And I have, I think that's a must-have, a cozy blanket. And then hat and glove sets. And also, this little number, okay, so this one is, in my book, a hot pick. So what is a hot pick? It's something that you have to get back in.
You have to.
You have to reorder it.
Okay.
And if you didn't reorder it back in, that's a big mistake for all my fashionistas. So, of course, my favorite color is black. And it's longer, so you can put it with a legging or a skinny jean. And I reordered this back in, believe it or not, Paul Ramo, the first storm, I reordered this back in red, black, turquoise.
Okay, now that turtleneck is a...
It's a cowl neck.
Cowl neck,
yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so proud of you. Remember the C-O-W with an L? Yes, and this fabric is soft, and most women around here love it because it's not so heavy. And it's cute, and it's got all the criteria, and it covers the yay in the middle.
Gotta cover the yay.
Gotta cover the yay. This is an awesome hit. And then I have maybe one or two left of these little cardigan sweaters, one size fits all. You buy it like milk and eggs. This is a sweet little outfit.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, very cute.
Okay, we'll throw that on the chair.
There's a lot of animal print.
Yes, there is out there today, and guess what?
What?
This jacket would make me have a hot flash, but great to wear outside today.
Okay.
Because it's warm. And this is more like a jacket coat.
Okay.
And you don't want to miss out on jackets. They're the hugest thing right now for a gift. Whether you have one yourself or want to give one, this is a gift of love. Because this can be usable. And this is more like a coat jacket. And I just threw it over this little black skimpy dress, because you know what? If you wear a skimpy dress, you probably get a little chilly, and this is kind of fun and festive, because a lot of weddings are in cabin atmospheres, so you got the bling and the cabin-y look. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, look at the bling on that. That's nice necklace there.
I know. I love necklaces. That's what I have to work on today, is get all the necklaces out front. You know, I'm getting a hot flash thinking about what all I need to do today. And then here is... Of course I would display a hat on top of a boot. These tall boots, I think I have one left in a 9.
Tall black boot.
They're cute, soft, and they're pleather.
How's the grip on the bottom of them?
Minnesota friendly.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And we got to give Paul Ramo a compliment. He came in this weather this morning, and I really am appreciative. I left it up to him what to do. But you know what? This is the time of day that we really realize we have to wear our hats. And we have to wear our gloves, and we have to wear our boots.
Right.
And this, I found another camouflage. Now, this one, I think...
This is our third cap of the morning, you're showing.
Yeah. Now, this one, I love the pom-pom. The pom-pom has to be soft and fuzzy. And this is a camo. This is so cute. Anybody, anytime you can give a gift of warmth, it's a great thing.
Yep.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my age. And my knee isn't cooperating with me, but, you know, I'm trying to have it keep up with me, but oh, well. Now, here's a hot pink plaid.
Love the color.
I knew you'd love that, so I had to show this. I have a few left. I just threw the vest underneath just for a little different look. This kind of reminds me of Zsa Gabor. Remember when she had that fur?
Green Acres.
Yes. And then, ooh, that dates us, Paul Raymond. And then with a hot pink long sleeve top underneath, these are great for laying under vests. I have them in black, charcoal, turquoise. And, yeah, they're just fun and festive and cute. And this actual...
What kind of color is that, do you think?
Fuchsia.
What?
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia and gray.
Like a purple, light purple?
It's more of a bright, you know, and this is very becoming on a lot of people's skins.
okay.
Minnesota friendly.
Nice.
We got to have some color.
Yep.
You know, put on the bronzer and put on some bright color and we can pretend.
Yep.
So this is awesome, and this also comes in black or mustard, Dawson Void colors.
Ooh, nice.
Or the black and red or black and pearl colors.
Right.
By the way, Paul.
I want to talk about.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that was Eva Gabor in Green Acres, not Zsa Zsa.
Oh, that's what I said.
Zsa Zsa was Eva's.
I'm kind of in a hot flash.
Zsa Zsa's Eva's sister, so I just thought I'd get that straight there. So.
Oh my God! I thank you so much.
I love that show.
I did too. I'd sing it, but I don't want everyone to shut off the radio.
Gotta get the mic by your mouth there, Mike.
Oh,
okay. Yep. There we go.
Thank you.
All right. What else we got?
Well,
got a few minutes left.
Okay. So this jacket I got in just a couple more limited sizes. So message me if you really want this one. This is like your car coat jacket. It's warmer. And remember that. Well, let's do some math. Do you remember that charcoal gray black cowl neck I showed you?
Yep.
Well, that turquoise color. Goes perfect underneath this.
Okay.
So that's why I reordered that, because it's going to make a lovely outfit. And most women around here and all around the U.S., because I know everyone's listening all over, and hi, Arizona people, Floridians, and everyone in between, this is really good for those places that are cooler now.
Right, right.
And then you can wear it on the plane.
Right.
And then we have good jewels and a little fun purse to put your lipstick and your phone in.
All right. That one behind you, Monica, that's hanging up right behind you, it's Christmassy, Holly Jolly.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really Christmas.
Oh,
I love this.
That was so perfect right there. Yeah. Thank you, Paul Ramo. So this is really cute. It's a blingy gnome scarf, and I think I have a couple left. But if you notice, can you notice the little blingy?
Yeah. A lot of bling in this.
Yeah. And then I threw my little star sweater underneath, and that's Dolly Parton. That's what she did in her Hallmark series. Is a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yep.
And she really promotes anything with stars.
Okay, nice.
So when Monica heard that, I reordered more stars. So I have crew neck sweaters with stars, and the turtleneck is in, I think, red or navy, and you can reverse it.
Okay. All right.
And it's really cute.
Monica, we're out of time.
Oh, no!
I know this is the last Fashionista Friday before Christmas.
Okay.
So, you got a lot going on. Tell our listeners what you're open, how they can get to you, and let's do some shopping.
Okay. So, I'm open today till 6, and tomorrow 10 to 5, and then next week is my week before the holidays, Christmas. So, I'll be open every day, Tuesday and on. I have to rest my knee on Monday.
Okay.
But I can do appointments if you need me to open up, but otherwise I'm going to be open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And you got a Facebook page?
Yes, like me on Facebook, and we're giving away, in memory of my mama, we're giving away $100 certificates, two of them.
Nice.
Yep, I forgot to tell you that. Ooh, in between the hot flash and quick and the eggs, you know, a girl's got to keep her mind straight.
You're a busy.
Yes, and we're doing the Drew Dawson cards,
yep.
Too,
okay.
Where you fill them out, and we got that box there, right?
Yeah, right there,
yep.
Drew Dawson. Yep.
Drew Dawson, so you can fill those out for winnings,
okay.
And... we got a dark chocolate sea salt caramel for you, free gift wrap, gift certificates that pay available, shopping small and having a ball. And those 10 days of Christmas, well, now it's 9 days, we're wrapping it up for the holidays at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Kisses Street.
You have a great Christmas there,
you
Monica.
You too, Paul Ramo.
I'm coming over broadcasting.
Oh, maybe we'll have to do it next Friday, but I think, you know, this is probably going to be it.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
There's Monica Boffin with another Fashionista Friday.
Thanks, everybody out on Facebook for watching me.